Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley, the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
And you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, another really big show.
Well, it's the big show.
We hear a tune from an album by Duane Eddy that's celebrating its 60th anniversary in our Good Time segment. Beth Riley is a deep track from America's band, the Beach Boys, in her Surf's Up Best Beach Boys Break. You're the Inspiration segment returns with Genesis getting some inspiration by a song from the Beach Boys. And we'll drop a coin in the Jam and James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Let's start things off with a brand new track from the Seismics from their Lost Summer release. You've heard of an after party and maybe even an after after party, but this is the after 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 party.
Thank you.
It's a tune called Dag Party by Intoxicos from their album Sick Drop. Hey, our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a Roanoke, Virginia band from 1959 on Roulette Records. It lacks lyrics other than the title of the song, which is repeated over and over. It's been covered by many artists, including the 5678s, who also performed it in Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill Volume 1. We'll have the answer and the song coming up later. Up next, cool blending of Sean Lee and Little Barry, calling themselves Ultrasonic Grand Prix. Nostalgic blend of blues, rock, soul, jazz, and programmed drums and unhinged synthesizers. Here's the title cut to the new album, Insta Fuzz.
I pray for those who have swollen foots and scrunched up faces that look like a turtle that ain't had a drink.
Yeah. consequences of that could be disastrous.
Experience the sounds of summer with Catching a Wave.
Having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves right here on Catching a Wave. We just heard New Jersey band Real Estate and the tune Water Underground from their latest album called Daniel. Also in the mix, The Surfers, cool new version of Miserloo. Always a sucker for every cover of that one. Time now for our Good Time segment.
Let's go.
This segment definitely puts the good time in good time rock and roll. We've got a tune from an album by the king of twang, Duane Eddy, called Water Skiing, released in 1964 on RCA Records, celebrating its 60th anniversary. Now, Duane was proficient at water skiing, so he played this album with natural inspiration. From that album, we have the tune Jumping the Wake, from the album Water Skiing by Duane Eddy, celebrating its 60th anniversary on our good time segment.
Hi, this is Duane Eddy, and you're listening to my favorite Rebel Rouser, Jammin' James Riley.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Craig Skelly from Little Kahuna, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catchin' a Wave.
Their new album Summer by the Beach, that's Little Kahuna and Flying Coffins. Perhaps you're dreaming of summer by the beach right now, but remember, it's summer all year long right here on Catching a Wave. Before that, Los Abismos and the title cut to their latest That Surf Thing. Our Jam and James jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a Roanoke, Virginia group from 1959 on Roulette Records. It lacks lyrics other than the title of the song, which is repeated over and over, making it pretty much accessible to all languages. It's been covered by many, including the 5678s, who also performed it in Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill Volume 1. We'll hear the answer and the song coming up later, but right now it's time to hit the waves with my favorite DJ, Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up, I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 1965 album, Summer Days and Summer Nights. It was written by Brian Molson and Mike Love as an answer song to the Ad-Libs 1965 hit, The Boy from New York City. It features Mike Love on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with The Girl from New York City. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Boys are
Jammin' James Riley.
What is wrong with you? Were you dropped on your head?
And you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. You just heard a new track from Sam Evian called Wild Days. New album is titled Plunge, releasing March the 22nd. Up next, new Satan's Pilgrims track, appearing on the Ghost Highway Recordings 2024 sampler. This is Crying in a Storm.
Hey, this is Ted Pilgrim from Satan's Pilgrims. And you're listening to Catching a Wave with our buddy, Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you.
That's the Baja Rebas with the tune Confrontation Part 2. Before that, Manic Vila. And the tune Set Ways from the new EP called Breezy Strut. Hey, let's go get some inspiration.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring me
You're the inspiration is a chance to, well, not only sing a line or two of that Chicago hit, We Heard You. Plus a chance to talk about how some artists have inspired others. We'll hear how the Beach Boys song called Sail on Sailor inspired the Genesis tune Misunderstanding. Sail on Sailor has been covered by Los Lobos, Ray Charles, Jimmy Buffett, AJ Croce, Sting with Lulu, and many more. Now Phil Collins had this to say about the song. One forgets about the Beach Boys sometimes, the amount of great songs that Brian Wilson wrote, but Sail on Sailor got such a fantastic groove that I wrote Misunderstanding. I wrote that because I love the groove of this, so it's my nod to the Beach Boys. But it's just a great melody and a great feel. We'll hear Misunderstanding by Genesis, but first, let's hear the inspiration. It's Sail on Sailor by the Beach Boys.
Sail on, sail on, sail on.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox.
So put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
It's from a Roanoke, Virginia group from 1959 on Roulette Records. The song lacks lyrics, except for the title of the song, which is repeated over and over, making it pretty accessible to all languages. It's been covered by many groups, including the 5678s, who also performed it in Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill Volume 1. You may remember this song in some car commercials as well. It's the Rocketeens and Woohoo on the Jammin' James Jukebox. We'll be right back.
listen to Catching a Wave, you will. Do or do not. There is no try.
We would be honored if you would join us.
You need to listen to Catching a Wave with Jam and James Riley. This is the way.
The compilation 25 Years of the Balboas, it's Attack of the Fire Ants. Also the mix from a cool new project called Procedural Degeneration on Shirawaji Records. That's Mr. Splice Guy. This project is a six-song EP selecting tracks pulled from Devo's musical catalog spanning from 1977 to 1982. That's the song The Day My Baby Gave Me a Surprise. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. And you can hear us from the West Coast beaches of California to the East Coast Bronx in New York and all over the world. I'm Jamin James Riley, and I've got more summery songs for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.